It's time for the Baseball Insider. This is our kind of our opening day edition here, just less than a week away, opening day for the Red Sox. And Andy, a lot of spring training injury notes to report on the team, unfortunately, but there are some updates. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, there certainly are, Bill. As you said, we wind up spring training getting toward opening day on Monday at Fenway with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll start things off with David Price. He'll be starting the season on the disabled list over the weekend. Price did meet a strength benchmark with his elbow, and he was cleared after an exam to do some light catch throwing. He's basically just been playing catch in a batting cage. Still no timetable for when he'll be allowed to throw off a flat ground or even a mound. Price, of course, will be out till at least May at this point. Could even be longer. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. Hanley Ramirez starting to play some light catch as well, still feeling discomfort in his right shoulder. Doesn't bother him when he swings. John Farrell hopes to get Hanley a few innings at first base before spring training ends. We'll have to see if that happens. And then the Red Sox potential eighth inning man, Tyler Thornburg, scratched from his appearance yesterday with a spasm in his upper right trapezius. Thornburg hasn't pitched in the game since March 1st. He'll most likely start the season as well on the DL, so that's going to open up the eighth inning job as a setup guy for Craig Kimbrell. That job most likely to go to either Joe Kelly or Matt Barnes.
Andy, what about, you mentioned catch, what about catching? How's that playing out for the Red Sox come opening day?
Well, the Red Sox actually have a luxury in that department. They do have three catchers that all could be considered starting catchers in the major leagues. One of them, of course, is going to have to get shuffled off to Pawtucket, and it looks like that's going to be Blake Swihart because he was sent down yesterday by the Red Sox to AAA Pawtucket along with Rosny Castillo and Alan Craig and infielder Devin Morrell. It's kind of interesting that the Red Sox on AAA have a couple high-priced players. Castillo going to be paid $10.5 million to sit down at AAA, and Alan Craig, he'll be making a cool $11 million this year to play down on 95 in Rhode Island. But when it comes back to the catching situation, John Farrell said over the weekend that Sandy Leon will open the season as the team's starting catcher, but he doesn't intend to heavily rely on just one catcher. He's going to do pretty much an even platoon between Leon and Christian Vasquez, but yesterday, Leon against the Orioles wanted to try to say, hey, I'm not just a platoon catcher. He decided to hit two home runs and drive in five runs in one inning, and that included a grand slam.
Nice. All right. Well, I would love to get some, kind of punch out of the catching position. We haven't had that much for a while. But
that's for sure. That's something that's going to be needed.
Or some other positions, as a matter of fact. Okay, Andy, what about starting pitchers? Some good news on that front in a way, right?
Yeah, it's not all that bad right now. It seems like we have our five-man rotation set to start the season. Of course, Rick Porcello is going to throw opening day, followed by Chris Sale, and then we'll have Eduardo Rodriguez, Stephen Wright, and Drew Pomeranz wrapping things up. Chris Sale had two excellent outings last week as he wraps up his spring training. Earlier in the week, he pitched six shutout innings against the Yankees, 10 strikeouts, and then on Sunday, he tosses another five solid innings with six strikeouts against the Twins. Stephen Wright, he threw 4 1/3 scoreless innings on Thursday against Pittsburgh. He's now thrown 9 1/3 scoreless innings over the spring. Pomeranz had a little bit of a rough outing, giving up 3 runs and 4 innings against the Blue Jays on Friday, but he said he fixed a mechanical flaw in his delivery, so hopefully that'll make him a little more effective as the season gets underway. A little bit of a disappointment yesterday with Eduardo Rodriguez. He got roughed up, allowing 6 runs on 9 hits in 6 innings against the Orioles, despite picking up his 3rd win of the spring. So, overall, Red Sox starting rotation looks decent getting into the start of the season, and hopefully at some point have the luxury of David Price getting back in the mix.
And at the plate, a lot of news on the spring training that Pablo Sandoval has been having, but also Dustin Pedroia, I understand, has also had a very good spring training so far.
Yeah, he's leading the team with a .441 batting average, and you mentioned Pablo, he's hitting .351. He has 4 home runs, 19 RBIs in the spring, and 19 RBIs leads the major leagues for RBIs in spring training. And then there's Marco Hernandez. He's still battling for a backup utility role. 2 more hits yesterday, hitting .407. Steve Selsky, a backup outfielder, he smacked another home run yesterday, his 4th of the spring. The Red Sox getting a lot of contributions from the lesser-known players in the spring. Bryce Brentz has had a decent spring as well. So there's a lot of extra bodies going to be setting down toward Pawtucket that will definitely, be good fill-ins if the Red Sox should need someone because of an injury as the season gets underway.
All right, Andy, I want to switch to the Major League Baseball notebook in a moment, but are there any other Sox notes to share with us right now?
Well, first, I wish some good news for Sox fans as Jerry Remy returned to the booth on Saturday. He did games Saturday and Sunday on Nesson, so he's ready and raring to go. And another note, the Red Sox have ramped up their full-time staff to launch a new database in an effort to keep pace with other clubs when it comes to analytics. Analytics seems to be the big stat thing going on now with teams trying to find out just how good a player really is, and that's a big factor when it comes to those analytics. Myself, I go on the eye test, but some people like the computers and the analytics.
Yeah, you go on there and print everything out, right? Okay. All right. Major League Baseball. What do you got for us, Andy, as we get ready for opening day across Major League Baseball?
Well, a couple little tidbits for everyone. The USA, of course, won the World Baseball Classic last week with an 8-0 win over Puerto Rico at Dodgers Stadium. Fortune magazine proclaims that Chicago Cubs executive Theo Epstein is the world's greatest leader. Considering we had him in our fold at one point, it's kind of interesting to see. He heads off and he becomes the world's greatest leader. So we'll have to see if someday maybe a run for president for Mr. Epstein. We'll have to see how that all plays out. Giants have hired Barry Bonds as special advisor to the team's CEO. Former Red Sox prospect Yoan Moncada has been sent to AAA by the Chicago White Sox, as well as former Red Sox prospect Michael Kopech, who both players obviously went to Chicago in the Chris Sale deal. Another injury to report out of the World Baseball Classic. Yankees are going to lose their starting shortstop for at least a month. Didi Gregorius has a shoulder injury. And Tigers outfielder J.D. Martinez, he's a guy they're relying on for at least 30 home runs this year. He's going to have about 3 to 4 weeks to start the regular season with a sprained ligament in his foot.
Well, that's obviously a lot of stuff. There's also some managers in the news, I understand, as well, correct?
It looks like the Blue Jays are nearing an extension with their manager, John Gibbons, through the year 2019 with an option for 2020. And when you mention the former manager, Dallas Green, he passed away at the age of 82 this last week. Green managed the Phillies for their first World Series championship back in 1980.
Wow. All right, Andy, as we wrap things up again, any other notes from Major League Baseball to share with us?
Yeah, something interesting on Saturday. The Brewers-Royals game interrupted by a large swarm of bees in Arizona. The game was delayed for well over a half an hour. They tried to control the bee swarm, so that was something you don't see every day. And your old Boston Red Sox, they come away with the longest average home games in the American League in 2016, averaging 3 hours and 14 minutes to sit through a nine-inning contest at Fenway Park. The A's, on the other hand, had the shortest games in the American League at 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Wow. Andy, start opening up against the Pirates, a National League foe. You know, I'm not sure I like that. I like playing the Pirates. I think that's kind of neat. But on opening day, it always seems like it should be Cleveland or Baltimore or Detroit, somebody like that.
You know, I agree, Bill. But unfortunately, with the way the schedule's worked out, and they have the even schedule on both sides with the teams in each league, they have to have a series going on at all times with the interleague play. So someone has to start the season with an interleague game, and someone has to wrap up the regular season with an interleague series. If you remember last year, the Braves and Tigers wrapped up the regular season in Atlanta, and the Tigers ended up losing a playoff spot because of it. And it is what it is. I guess you can say it's a rematch of the 1903 World Series with the Pirates, and kind of proclaim it with that. Maybe Dr. Charles Steinberg will have some special ceremony with 1903 in the mix with the Pirates in town. But, yeah, it'll have a little bit of a different feel. Maybe it'll actually have a little bit of a spring training feel, maybe, when you're seeing the Pirates out there, considering the Sox do play the Pirates a few times over the preseason.
Well, I'm not too worked up over it, so I'm going to be okay. All right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we can get over it and move on to the more important things, like the actual play on the field.
Absolutely. Well, there he is. Andy, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, Bill. We'll talk again soon.
Andy Carbone, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.